Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sarah. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance or purposes. How may I help you?
How do you go about checking your claim, seeing what the status on it?
Oh, I'll be happy to help you with that. But I need to log you in. Give me just 1 second. Okay. May I have your social security number, please?
424-982-0075.
Thank you so much for that information. I may have your full name, your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your license number for identification, verification purposes, please.
12/21/1970. My mother, maiden name is Pearson, and my license number is I-185-821.
Thank you so much for that information. When you log into the website, the website is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Log into that. The page will pop up, and you'll click on Claim It Portal.
Claim who?
Claim It.
Claim It? I didn't see that.
Okay, I'm going to go back and log on.
Write that down. So the name will be Claim It?
Mm-hmm.
You said Claim It. You said Porter?
Portal, P-O-R-T-A-L.
P-O-R-T-A-L.
T-A-L.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got that. Okay. Claim Porter. Okay. Okay, so I click on that, then what?
Okay, then a page, the page come up next will give you a prompt, ask you to log in. And when you log in, they'll tell you to log in with your email address. After you put in your email address, they'll ask you, I think they're going to, if I can remember the order, your email address, your social security number, and your four-digit PIN.
Oh. But I got to, once I go to the website, I got to go to Claim Porter, you said? Click on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or you can click on UI Tracker.
Okay, let me hold on. Right, I can click on either what now?
You can click on the UI Tracker. TRACKER.
The UI Tracker?
Yes. Are you sitting in front of your computer now?
Uh-huh. I do it on my phone, Miss.
Oh, okay.
But I can do it now.
Do it now and let's see what happens.
Okay, hold on, let me see. Hold on, I'm typing it in now. Just 1 minute. Oh, hold on. Okay, hold on. And you said the website is, hold on. Okay, it's W what now?
Three W's.
Uh-huh.
.labor, L-A-B-O-R, .alabama.gov.
Hold on.
It's the same website you log into for anything else, but you're just going to click on something different. It's the Alabama Labor website.
Okay, I'm on www.alabama.gov.
No, you should be on www.labor.alabama.gov.
Hold on, www.alabama.gov.
No, it's alabama.gov.
Okay, www.labor.alabama.gov. Okay.
Alabama. Alabama.
Got Alabama. Hold on.
.gov.
.gov. Okay, hold on. Let me write that website down, because I think I was going to the wrong website. Make sure I got it type. I know now what to go to.
I can't pull it up on my... I tried to pull it up.
Okay, I'm on it now.
It's www.labelton.book.
I got it.
You got it. Okay, now tell me what you see on the page.
I see the UC claims, phone appointments, the file and appeal. I see the new UC tracker is now claiming portion.
Okay, portal, not portion, portal.
Portal.
It's T-A-L, not T-I-O-N, it's portal. Okay, look, click on that.
Okay.
And put in your email address.
It don't answer no email address.
It will
it
when
say,
you log in.
Okay, hold on. Okay, when I log in, it asks me to continue with my app, with my Google or Microsoft or with my Google.
That's going to be your email address.
Huh?
That's going to be your email address. What you have, a Gmail or whatever your email address is, you put it in. Because that's you won't be able to get into it without putting that in there.
Okay, when I click on my continue with Google, it'll take me to something. Hold on.
What's your email address? Do you have a Google email?
Yeah, but it won't let me put it in.
It will.
Where do I put? Because it won't tell me to put my email in.
Just follow the prompts. You'll get there.
It's not going. It's not working. It's when I hit my continue with Google, it took me to something. It's saying, what is my claim status and all that.
Right.
New claim.
Click. Put what is your claim status. Click on that.
Huh?
Click on that. What is your claim status?
Oh, you can't click on that. They asking you that. You can't click on it. It won't go through.
No, it that's the question that you're asking them the question, but they propose the question for you. So just click on it.
It won't. I ain't doing nothing. And I click on it.
Because I tried to go in there, but it told me that the page wasn't available at that time. So I don't know. But that's You may have to log back into it another time. But that's what you
hold
do. It may the page may be down for right now.
Okay.
Sometime. Yeah.
Now this might be it.
Okay,
it's asking for my
email.
It's asking for my first name, my last name,
put it
my
in
email
there.
Address.
All
is
right,
that
put it. That's it.
Okay. Put my first name.
Just follow whatever it tells you to put in there. You put it in there. So I can't see the page, but you can.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on.
I'm holding on. I'm not going to turn loose. I'm going to stay right here until you get through.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Are you in now?
Hold on, please select a subject. I don't know what I do anything on here. Hold on, hit submit.
Submit.
Oh, okay, this got to be, subject got to be required. Hold on. Okay, it says to please select a subject. Status on claim, weekly certification problem.
Status on claim.
Okay.
Because if you don't want to do your weekly certification, you want to find out what was going on with it, right?
Okay, uh-huh. Okay. What about comments or questions? I don't put that in there.
Do you have any questions? No, don't do that right now. You're trying to get the status of your claim. Wait a minute.
Okay, so
wait. What are you doing with all of that? You must have went to the inquiry line.
Oh.
I didn't want you to go to the inquiry line because you're trying to find the status of your claim.
This said request for unemployment compensation information. It said it's please review. It says the claims and benefits frequent asked questions, and then ask you for your, you know, first name. And
no, get out of that. You don't want to do that because when you do have a question, you want to be able to use that, and you can't put but one question in there. So come out of that and you know, log back in again and. You're looking for your UI tracker. Your UI track will take you to the claimant portal. For the claimant portal, you want to find this. You want to look at the status of your claim. You don't want to ask them any questions now because you don't have a question for them. You just want to look at it yourself and see how to access it.
Okay, hold on. www.labor.alabama.gov. Okay, it's the Alabama Department of Labor.
Now look down there and see what it says under there. What does it say?
Okay, up under there it says unemployment claim portal, UI claim tracker, online service, phone numbers, then unemployment.
Okay, go hit the track and see what it says.
Okay. Okay, it said this site has moved.
Okay. Now what does it say to do?
But it said you can click on it.
Click on it.
Hold on, okay. Okay, now it asking me to log in.
Click on log in.
Okay. Now it's back taking me to my, you know, log in to Alabama Department of Labor. I continue with my app or my Google or my Microsoft.
Okay, what email services do you have?
I do with Google.
Okay, then continue with Google.
Okay.
Now what is this asking you to do?
And welcome to your claim portal.
I want you to pronounce that word. Don't just say it like it's claimant portal.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and pronounce it so that you, when you help somebody else, you tell them the right thing.
Because
I do want you to help. I want you to help somebody else in case somebody's talking to you about their claim, and you can say, "Well, you know, let's you can do this." Okay. Now you you're on there?
Uh-huh.
What does it ask you now?
It's telling me to go to that www.laboralabama.gov.
It shouldn't tell you to go there anymore. What else does it tell you to do? Did you put in your Google email address?
When I hit my continue with Google, it takes me right here to this welcome to my claim portal.
Okay, then what happened now? What does it tell you to do then?
It's just telling you about when it effected in January 22. It didn't give you an appointment line for a phone number on here.
But you don't want it. You don't want that. You don't want no appointment. What else does it give you?
I don't And then asking you to file your new claim. You can click on that.
You don't want to click on a new claim.
And then it's saying you can do your work search assistant.
You don't want to do that. Come on, what else does it say? See, it won't let me log into it so I can walk with you. I can't access it. My page is not coming up. I've tried it, but it won't come up.
Well, I don't know what's going on. I can't get in it.
Yeah,
so
it says this web page is not available. You may have to wait a while and maybe give it 30 or 40 minutes to access it. So, like it says, the web page is down. That's why you're getting another page.
Oh, it's down. You think it's
what
it
is? That's what it's saying when I try to log into it. Because that's what I usually do, so I can just walk you through it. So give it a few minutes, but that's what you do. Just follow those same steps. But you wanna find out information about your claim. You don't wanna ask a question, because if you ask a question today, and you really have a question that you need to ask, you won't be able to do it because they're not gonna let you bog up the system with 4 and 5 questions. So to be sure, you when you ask a question, it's a question that you really want to answer to. You know. So don't put anything in that, because if you do, you won't be able to ask us another question quite a while.
I keep classifying my weekly certification, correct?
Yeah, you can file your weekly certification.
But that's what I'm doing. I'm still doing that.
Okay, well, you can do that, but you can still later on go back and try to get into the website that'll show you your information.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, Sharon. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.